I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
It's pimple popping time, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Trip to Miami, we'll give it away in a couple of seconds.
Yummy.
Standby Buzz will be playing one of our reindeer games with us.
Good.
24 is back on Sunday.
Right.
Good. It's 2 hours on Sunday. It's 2 hours on Monday.
So nice to have this wintertime good TV about to come on.
And BetMaker.com has already got the odds of who's going to die.
On 24?
Yep.
Hmm.
Who's the favorite to die this year on 24?
Who's the fat guy?
Edgar.
Edgar.
85 to 1.
85 to 1. They're going to keep him around, all right?
Chloe O'Brien. 75 to 1.
Yeah.
The big black president, David Palmer.
Right.
55 to 1.
Mm.
Michelle.
Moonface?
Right. Yeah. 40 to 1.
Yeah. Right.
Tony Alameda. 20 to 1.
Poor Tony.
I hope.
Kim Bauer. 25 to 1.
Now, Kim Bauer wasn't around all that much last year.
Alicia Cuthbert is back this year.
Good.
And, according to Inside Information at Fox... Uh-huh. 1 to 1. I mean, sure thing. Jack Bauer, even money, Jack Bauer.
That he's going to go.
That apparently is the talk, that the show can continue without him, and that Fox, in an effort to really show people that they're going to shake it up,
mm-hmm.
they're really going to kill off Jack Bauer this year.
Well, that's interesting.
Mm. So anyway, he's even money right now.
Well, if they kill off Jack Bauer, I do hope that at some point they show Alicia Cuthbert running.
Yes.
That's all. Running with a tank top. You know, like that one episode.
And I like the mountain lion. I like it.
That's the same one I was going to talk about.
Uh-huh. When she met the crazy guy that lived in
the bunker. Right.
Yeah. Can't beat that.
No.
Can't beat that with a stick. Beat it.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Fox plans to replace Jack Bauer with Randy Jackson.
Now, Mike.
Yes, dog.
Yesterday we had a chance for some homo fun.
Yes.
And as it turns out, we could have gone two different ways.
Right.
We could have either read Craig Wilson, or we could have had our fantastic chat with Mr. Gay 2005.
Monty.
We talked to Lamont St. James.
That's right.
Here now, postponed one day, as we try to make the goal of 2006 to make the Don and Mike show gayer than the year before.
Who doesn't want to applaud that? I think that's fantastic.
And that means on the weeks when Craig Wilson does write a column in USA Today that is gay-worthy, we do read it.
Very good.
This was in yesterday's edition of the USA Today. And it's dramatic reading by both myself and Mike.
We stretch our chops.
Feelings.
The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
Nothing more than feelings.
An experience you'll dine out on for decades.
For the past couple of years, a group of people in Pennsylvania have invited their neighbors in for dinner on the second Saturday of January. This Saturday.
Called Invite a Neighbor to Dinner Day. It began after the September 11th terrorist attacks when Jeff and Barbara Smith of Doylestown thought it was a good time to open doors, mend fences, and strengthen their community one meal at a time.
Let me just pause this for a second.
Mm-hmm.
This starts out a little heavy, but it gets to where we want to go. And if you've never heard this before, this guy gets a real column in USA Today.
That's right.
On the front page of their life section. Every Wednesday.
They pay
very
now.
Good. The Pennsylvania legislature liked the idea so much that both the House and the Senate passed resolutions endorsing the January dinner date in the Keystone State. The idea is slowly spreading across the country. It even has its own website, dinnerday.com.
It seems kind of sad that politicians have to pass resolutions encouraging neighbors to share a meal. But there you have it. At least they're not passing laws against the idea.
The premise is to invite a neighbor you don't know well. Not the neighbor you're already cozy with. Not the one that borrows tools and bottles of wine. Neither ever returned.
Meow. Instead, you're supposed to invite the guy you've only waved to. The neighbor who might put his trash put his trash out a day early. The neighbor who painted his shutters orange for some inexplicable reason. The neighbor who could be a serial killer for all you know.
It's all about reaching out. And feelings
like I've never. Reaching out can be a tricky business, of course. You're taking a leap of faith over that vegetable lasagna.
You're the guy I invited a couple we didn't know very well to dinner. Not next door neighbors exactly, but dog people from the park. They were getting married, and at the spur of the moment of the early morning mist, I invited them to dinner to celebrate.
When I told my partner, Jack, he asked who they were, what they did, where they lived. I told him I didn't have the answers to any of those questions, but they were coming to dinner Saturday night, so he'd better start scouring his cookbooks. Queen. And feelings like
I'll never. To make a short dinner an even shorter story, the evening was a disaster.
No. We made it through cocktails, and we made it through a portion of the dinner when the bride-to-be suddenly stood up and announced the evening was over. She was leaving.
I'm still not sure what really happened.
But we still have dessert, I protested. We have champagne.
I can't quite remember now, but I don't think we had either. At least not with them. Out the door they went.
For years now, Jack has referred to them as your good friends.
But I'm willing to give it another try. A lovely Irish couple lives around the corner. Well, they appear to be lovely.
They have two of perhaps the most beautiful children on earth.
Winner!
And when we wave and yell hello...
Winner! Winner! Winner!
Their accents are enough to lure me onto the next flight to Dublin.
Winner!
But who knows? I don't even know their names. They might not even be Irish. All I know is I like how they sound. Is that enough to carry an evening?
At best, we'll make a couple of new friends. At worst, I get a good story out of it.
Remember the night we had those Irish people over? They wouldn't shut up.
All right, there he is.
Yes, Craig Wilson.
That's Craig. You know, I'm pretty sure I know what happened with the couple.
Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? You think something? Yeah, I was thinking the same thing halfway through that article.
Like, they get over there and it's like, okay, well, it's been very nice meeting you two.
Yeah,
and
a couple of homophobes come over. Yeah. You didn't tell me. Well, that was a good dinner. We got to go now.
But wait! We have dessert! We have champagne!
Oh, what a bitch. Having cocktails, looking at his Barbie dolls.
And remember, you can't spell cocktails without without tail.
That's right.
Lovely Irish people.
Most beautiful children you've ever seen.
I just want to get on the next plane to Dublin.
Thank you.
Where are my buttless chaps? Oh. I'm planning a trip to Ireland. I've seen some beautiful children.
Jack, you better start scouring your cookbooks.
I love it. He keeps on giving.
He does every week.
Even when he has a less than Pro Bowl week,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even when his quarterback rating is not 100, you know, to bring it back to hetero terms
he's always
real men out there eating your boogers right now thinking about football. Mm-hmm.
The bride-to-be suddenly stood up and announced the evening was over.
Jeffrey, I'm not spending the night before I get married eating with these two faggots. I said good day, sir.
We have champagne.
Dessert.
God hates fags.
Didn't know they were those types.
was. Me and Mike, we're big slobs. Mm-hmm. Look at Rob. I mean, look at him. For God's sake, look at him. Look at him.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
and you.
We're so accustomed to being passed over.
It's not just ugly, it's fuggly on this side of the room.
I don't know about that.
But over on the other side, you got Buzz. Everybody loves Buzz.
Oh, sure. It's just a room full of sex over there.
So, the deal is this. You call Buzz, you call up, and this is for guys now. Mm-hmm. Buzz will call your chick, uh-huh, and will make a very sexy call for you.
Yeah, if you're the type of guy, especially, that has a little trouble expressing your desires, your wants.
However, as always, I like putting just a slight little curveball. And here it is. Not for you, Buzz, right, but for our listeners. Buzz makes the sexy Asian call for you.
Ah, fantastic.
Now, to the guys calling to play the game, you don't have to be Chinese or Japanese or Korean, mm-hmm, but your chick has to be Asian.
Preferably really Asian.
You know
what I mean. When I say really Asian, I mean perhaps with an accent.
Right. Me so horny.
I mean, will you accept, you know, not a trace of it? Will you accept Sandra Oh?
No.
Okay.
Well, hold on a second. Is that the chick from Sideways?
Yes.
No.
Okay. You want accents.
You know what I'm
you
saying?
You demand an accent.
You know, just here's another thing. I wouldn't accept Margaret Cho either.
Okay. So you don't want Americanized, perhaps second generation Chinese or Korean.
You know what it's got to be.
You want people that have maybe recently arrived from the Far East.
Oh, me so horny.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the question. Buzz,
mm-hmm,
I know you're not great with the dialects.
No, not terribly.
How would you feel,
uh-huh,
about, let's do a sample,
uh-huh,
of you trying it with an Asian accent? Just say, hello, baby.
Hello, baby. You know, he doesn't need the accent. He can just use the patter. Buzz, can you say, he want to love you long time?
He want to love you long time.
That's okay. Now, now we've got it happening. So, listen, guys. If you're dating, if you're married, if you're hanging out with a hot Asian chick,
mm-hmm,
and you've got some things you'd like to say to her,
right,
some private man-to-woman type things, Buzz would be glad to make the call.
Let me communicate with your lady.
We'll pick the one call that we think goes the best,
mm-hmm,
where Buzz is able to get across the sentimental message to the beautiful China doll.
Right.
And then the couple wins the WWE trip to Miami.
Music.
We get airfare, hotel, and tickets to the WWE Royal Rumble. Don't miss the WWE Royal Rumble live on Sunday, Jan 29. In-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast or Cox cable system now to order. Digital customers enjoy ordering using your digital remote. Our phone number is 877-365-3636. Let me make this as simple as I possibly can. If you're a dude listening to the show and your girlfriend, your chick, your wife is Asian, now is your chance to call. Buzz will call her and relay your sexiest message. And if we deem it to be the best, you'll be going to Miami for the WWE Royal Rumble.
Pull up the takeout cartons to the radio and get ready for some good old-fashioned fun. I'm here to help.
It will be worthwhile. And here's the funny thing about this bit. If it works,
yes,
you'll laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll think about it, and you'll laugh again in 15 minutes.
Oh, right. Bingo, you're so right.
Right afterwards.
That's fantastic.
So, just so that there's no confusion, Joe doesn't come in here like during the first break saying, you know, people just didn't understand and weren't listening to what you were saying on the radio.
Quite simply, this is for guys whose women have a heavy Asian accent. That's what we're looking for. And I know that this bit is going to be extra spicy.
If you are General Chow,
mm-hmm,
and somewhere out there you've got a young fried dumpling,
right,
and you open up that rice box every night.
Absolutely.
And let me just say this. It's a new slant on an old favorite.
That's right. When this bit's over, you're going to need more Calgon.
Buzz makes the sexy Asian call for, mm-hmm, you. I don't think we can set this up any more than
we
have.
I think you've done it. Get ready to air some dirty laundry.
877-365-36. 36.
Very exciting.
That's you know how some stations have like it's 1-800 you know more music. They call 1-877 Red Dragon. And good rock.
Very good.
Buzz makes the sexy Asian call for you.
Hello.
All right, let me make sure.
Joe.
Make sure that Thickhead.
This is John.
Hi, Johnny. Is Joe there?
He is taking calls now.
All right. Would you make sure he understands the concept?
I believe he does. You got it, Joe?
Aye, aye, Capitan.
That's a yes.
That was Joe's dialect.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Johnny.
All right.
Bye-bye. Be right back. And Buzz, you're up for this, as always.
Let's go.
Oh, okay.
He's super terrific happy.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.